This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, welcome to Mahi Tahi Show Unique Abilities. Mahi Tahi Tato Charitable Trust that supports us, and thank you to King Street Artworks that allows us to broadcast from their exhibition room. And for this week we have the wonderful Duncan, who has been coming to King Street for at least
four years.
Yep. Oh wow, so it's been a long time. It just goes real fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So you've actually been a part of the King Street whānau for quite some time. So just to get a bit about you, can you I don't know, whereabouts did you originate from? Did you always New Zealand? I know, but yeah, the viewers don't, and they just not would like to get an insight to how does Duncan function?
Well, if you can answer that, I'll go home happy. Kia ora. Thanks for having inviting me along. I was born 68 years ago in South Dakota, America. Wow. So it's right up near the border, just next door to Minnesota, which is suddenly all very, very cool to be from Tim Walz's state. Being from South Dakota has never been cool otherwise, though. My grandfather was a corn farmer, but then my mom and dad were they were besotted with kind of Hollywood glamour.
Oh, cool.
So my dad was an ice skating, show person and dancer.
Awesome.
Yeah, but then it tore up his back. He ended up being a salesman.
But
that was sort of what he was like. And mum was a bit of a beauty queen, finding her airline stewardess in the 1940s in Hollywood, in L.A. So they had big dreams.
And that's where you get your good looks from, eh?
Flattery gets you everywhere.
That's just you, eh? That's just your natural charm.
So... they were, and then when I was a teenager, we were in Arizona.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you actually traveled around a bit?
No, just moved up sticks and moved when I was about 11, I guess. Those two states would be two of the most conservative, real cowboy kind of states in America.
Yeah.
Which, looping around, I went to, then in my 20s, I went to seminary, it was really just a spiritual hunger, wanting to know why the world was so screwed up.
Yeah.
And cutting to the chase, I hitchhiked back for my grandfather's funeral in South Dakota, and in that hitchhike, I discovered how much South Dakotans hate American Indians.
Wow, interesting.
I'd never...
You didn't know that.
I was there as a kid, kids. We played cowboy and Indian and whatnot. But it really shook me. It made me realize, here I am going to school in Harlem and studying with, black radical scholars and everything. And actually, it's really deeper than all that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
that was sort of a big turning point for me.
Cool.
I ended up marrying a Kiwi, coming here in the mid-1980s, and just when the Waitangi Tribunal was projecting historical jurisdiction, and I knew my way around land records, and ended up doing that as a job, researching land sales, basically. So a hapu would come to me from about 1988. I got my first group, and say, we don't know, we don't have hardly any land left. Where did it all go? And so then my job was to help them figure out how things got sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that until 2010.
Yeah.
So that's like pushing on 30 years of that.
Wow. So you just about need a like a law degree to do
just
this
about
type of thing. Because yeah.
Yeah. Just about.
Wow. That's interesting.
And along the way, raised three kids, awesome. One boy, two girls, and
yeah.
they're all grown and healthy and partnered up and happy, which
Aww.
That keeps me real happy now in
yeah.
retirement. Yeah.
That would have to, eh?
Exactly.
Awesome.
It matters so much. Yeah.
Pardon?
It matters so
it
much.
It does, yeah. It yeah. does, family and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
oh my goodness, I didn't realize that you were, well, much of a traveler, kind of.
Yeah.
In a way. And everything that you've done, because, I mean, even though we see each other pretty much every day, well, when
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
two or three
learning
days
new,
a week.
Yeah, learning new things and that. So, in terms of your creativeness, have you always been.
No.
Into crafts? Or
no. When I was
that?
A kid, I loved painting,
yeah.
so I've got a couple of kid paintings around my house. But basically, I came here with a friend who was falling apart. He had dementia, and so we, his friends, me, one of them, took it upon ourselves to, you know, Mike, you take him on his shopping, and
yeah.
Chris, you take him to visit his kids, and Duncan, you take him to King Street because this
yeah.
was his favorite place. And I showed up and. Leanne just said, well, okay, he's all good. Now what are you going to do? And stuck a lump of clay in my hands. And it was just like scales falling from my eyes. I just loved it.
Yeah.
And what's so cool is history, writing history is kind of creative. You know, you got to put together stories and, you know, do the research and put together stories. And but it's all words, you know,
yeah.
a bunch of words. And suddenly there's this clay, you just, it's all just images and shapes,
yeah
and the feeling. So I loved it.
I've seen
came back for more.
I've seen a lot of your art, well, because you're usually at the back of King Street Artworks,
mm-hmm.
so because it's quite a big studio, isn't it? So
yeah.
I get to come and have a look when I can,
yeah.
and I'm just amazed about what you do. But so, what
Thanks.
Are you working on at the moment? Like,
Well, I always do people.
People.
I'm sort of, you know, I figured there's so much to learn in just
yeah.
doing that. Well, and so much fun to be had. Why also do dogs and elephants?
Yeah.
You know, stick to people. Some of them, and I also stick to men because.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, old men doing, like, naked ladies. It's just a bit creepy, sorry. So I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do old men doing naked old men. And
yeah,
if someone finds that creepy, let them.
Let them, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, my thing is, well, who cares what people think? But, you know, yeah. I understand that, though.
But it is about
yeah.
exploring kind of clay
yeah.
as the body, you know.
Exactly.
And so I'm an old guy with an old body, and I love doing tummies that
yeah.
are a little bit, you know,
like
real
chatting.
Yeah, and kind of sagging buttocks and whatnot. And so I get that kind of vibe going.
Yeah.
And so what am I doing now? I'm trying to do a brand new approach where I always try to do a new pose. Try to do like a new pose, new thing that might evoke something, and try to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time I'm trying to do use as thin a layer of porcelain clay as I can.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So the body will, the person, they always have to be hollow.
Yeah.
But maybe this one will be even more hollow. So it almost, you get that teacup translucence coming through.
Yeah.
Which would be really
oh,
cool,
wow.
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like if you can get a kind of a realistic old man body of some sort.
Yeah. Sort of
in
a pose.
And it's kind of, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a dance. He's going to be dancing.
Dancing.
We'll see what.
Wow.
See where it goes.
It's a pity that we can't show you, but we can sort of describe what it can be. So just
yeah,
the manipulation of your sort of body movements, I'm guessing, as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
which is quite interesting, eh?
It's
yeah.
great fun.
So
the other thing about King Street is that, you know, it's the community here. I'm here 3 days a week. And
that's good.
It's my joy space.
Yeah.
It's like the, it's my people. They're, it's kindness. It's the
family.
Kindness community of the Wairarapa.
Yeah, definitely. I look at it like as a family whānau. Orientated, because everybody just embraces you as you come through the door. And if you've gone away for a while, like I know that you have a couple of times, and it's just like, wow, you know.
Yeah, they're back.
Bit of a buzzing, you know, that feeling that you get. What you should get, eh, like with your family or your friends, that excitement of, wow, what have you been doing? What's been up? And
tell me a few stories.
Definitely. It's just kind of like this though, because it's getting into your brain about me, you know, about what Duncan likes and all that sort of thing. So, but that's the consensus, is every time somebody comes on, it's all about family from whānau sort of related.
Really is.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah.
So, and seeing what comes out of each other, too.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You know, over there on the clay side,
pretty
much every week there's either a, you know, there's a firing in the kiln. And so me, whoever, you know, everybody has stuff in. And it comes out and it's like Christmas.
Christmas,
like,
eh?
Whoa, you did that.
And sometimes I think people forget sometimes, and then it's like, oh, by the way, you got this. This just come out of the kiln. And it's like, oh, wow, I forgot that I even did it. So
it
do
is.
You go through
it,
that now, do you?
Yep. Because the way that, you know, you've always sort of got something started,
yeah.
and it's raw clay, and then you get something that's come through the bisque, the first firing, and it's harder waiting to be painted, you know, or finished. And then you get something that's 3-4 weeks into it that's been that's going into the final firing, and by the time that one's done, you've started one or two other things.
That would be just like Christmas.
It is,
you know, and you must get a lot out of it.
And
you've got amazing. We've got amazing tutors that are there that can support us if we need to. But I'd imagine you wouldn't need any.
Oh, heck. Oh, no, that's a, like, totally. No one needs them more. Believe me.
But that's what
I learned from, and each other. That's the other thing that's really fun. Like, Stan, this morning, when I said I was doing a dancer, I'm actually really branching out and doing two figures. I've only done two figures together. This will be my third time doing two figures together, and you'd think, like, you're going, how am I going to do that? Because the first one will dry out by the time I'm doing the second one. Well, Stan is always doing dogs, right? They've got four legs. I've got two kind of torsos with four legs. Big deal. Stan can do it, I can do it.
Exactly, that's
I watch him. I watch him doing it all the time.
I love that spirit, eh? You know, I mean,
and we do. We sort of spirit each other on, like
Well, you guys are a good sort. Actually, as I say, you know, you've got a good team down there, and everybody just mucks in. I mean, every now and then I'll hear a bit of banter down there and a bit of laughter. Probably about the same, because I'm on the other side of the. The studio, so you probably can hear us with our banter.
You've got a great laugh for us, too.
Well, lately I've been sitting on my own, so it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. So, all right, so we're going to just cut for a break for a second, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving.
Mahi Tahi Tato Charitable Trust Unique Abilities Show. Welcome Duncan Moore, who has told us a little bit about coming from America America to New Zealand. And so did you say that you just picked up art or the creative side just from when you moved to New Zealand? Or
Yeah.
So you didn't really.
No.
And as you said, it was probably if you didn't bring your friend in, where would you be?
No.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. The main thing that I've been involved in otherwise was sort of mostly retired about 10 years ago. And have been volunteering with Sustainable Wairarapa.
Oh, yes.
So I've done a fair amount on freshwater issues and climate change, sort of stuff. But, you know, it's great fun, good friends, great mates. Hi, guys. But this was just heart, you know, discovering a whole new heart. And I'm pulled back on going to meetings and things with Sustainable Wairarapa.
Well, you've got to have a bit of a break, eh? You can't.
You do.
Can you talk a bit more about the Sustainable
Wairarapa?
Wairarapa,
yeah.
Please?
Well, I've been the treasurer for about 10 years, and it's when the first meeting that I went to, I'll never forget, because it was in the Masterton Club, which is really weird.
Oh, okay.
You know, have you ever been to the Masterton Club?
Is that the RSA?
It's across the road from the RSA.
Yeah, I have been there.
Yeah, sort of wood panels and, you know, sort of old man portraits and all that. Yeah. Anyway, it was that for some reason they had a meeting there, and I bowled in, as anyone's welcome to do at a Sustainable Wairarapa meeting. And I said, so how do you guys operate? And one of the main people in it said, well, how do we? A couple of us might get a bee under our bonnet about a certain issue, and we bring it to a meeting and say, we're really fired up about the Faitua consultation process going on. And others almost always go, good on you, how can we help?
Oh,
and
cool.
So it kind
so
of put some wind in your
thing.
Sails and...
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine you whinging about, well, you know, going there and...
yeah. So it was just,
saying
it's just sort
negative.
It's a little bit like King Street in that it's never been too structured, you know, you go in real organized.
Yeah.
Sustainable Wairarapa always has had kind of people who are connected to an issue by their heart and other people helping them to follow, make something of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of supporting each other.
Well, I'm guessing, you know, there are a lot of groups out there that are like that now, which is good, because we have to look after our...
So, you know, we do plantings. Over the years, people will get they'll spot a certain area that they say, hey, that could have native plantings in it. And they're keen. We try
you
to
get
help.
In
yeah, try to
find,
help. Yeah, get muck in. Other people will say, gosh, there's a consultation happening now with the Greater Wellington Regional Policy on such and such. And I don't know enough about it, but I want to try to put in a good submission. So then a little team forms and get an exhibition.
Cool.
Another one might be like the Faitua. It went on for years, a consultation about fresh water. You know, it's a watered up as streams and.
So can anyone come along?
Yeah.
So what is...
There's about 20, at any one time, sort of 20 people.
Oh, cool.
20, 30 people involved. If you hold a meeting, between 10 and 20 will come, you know.
Yeah, and, well, that's true.
And at any one time, there's kind of 10 to 20 who are kind of actively working on an issue or on a place or on a project.
Oh, okay. Like cool. So anyone can go...
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's
just a bit like King Street, eh? Everybody, it doesn't matter what level you're at or whether you're going through stuff. It's
exactly.
It's an open door policy. So
yeah,
yeah.
I think if you went along and had something about that was sort of not very clearly pro environmental,
yeah,
you probably wouldn't catch a lot of support for your effort.
Yeah, that's just understandable. Right, wrong room.
Yeah, so that's that was consuming most of my time, surplus energy. That
well,
you gotta
get, you know, busy and.
Mm-hmm.
Just judging by, because you guys look like your wife, sorry, and you look like you're quite active and get out there and, you know, do you go for lots of walks and stuff like that? By the looks of it.
Medium.
Oh,
medium.
Okay. we've got
bum knees,
like,
and we've got pretty bum knees and hips.
Yeah.
what we love.
Get the impression that you like going, walks, nature walks, and things like that.
We do. Well, our favorite thing probably is we live over on Bentley Street and near the Waipoa, so we get on our bikes and.
Go for
a... And yeah, the Waipoa is such a treasure, eh?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's just so beautiful.
I love nature though.
Yeah, that's the other place where I run into all the time. It's like in the parks.
Yeah,
you clearly love getting out.
Well, I'm never home. So yeah. So is there anything else that you would like to talk about, or
in the whole wide world? My kids.
Yeah.
All three of them are just so lovely now. They're
cool.
Now that they're my son's turning 40 this next month.
Ooh.
And then middle daughter is 37 and youngest is 33 about to and they're starting to have kids, so
that's
kind of
awesome.
4 and a bit years into being granddad now, and they just start multiplying. Funny like that, hey.
They've got the bug going on.
Yeah, they've got the bug.
that'd make you so proud.
Well,
so
it is.
Happy
it does.
And,
yeah.
You know,
and that they're kind of, you know, life can throw you in any direction.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
It can get real tough. And so far, knock on wood, find some good wood around. They're all having good lives, and that's
the thing. I believe that. You know, to get through the trials and tribulations, you just got to have a go at life and just, you know, just go for it.
Yeah.
Because life's too short.
Yeah, don't be frightened. you know,
yeah.
If there's some suffering comes your way, how you respond to it, that's what gives you meaning.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
Whether it's your own or your friend's suffering, whatever, that's where we get stuck in.
That's quite beautiful thinking about that, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to ask you, so are you planning on an exhibition through King Street or Edsel Stage?
I got a couple of fellow potter types talking about should do an exhibition, and it sounds like fun. But then you start thinking, what would go into it? I don't know. I'm in no hurry.
I'm pretty sure that you could put your little clay thingies in there.
Yeah.
You know?
What I do right now is just do whatever I want, and it's all fun. And then when something seems to be okay, like a piece turns out, I send it in for a show.
Because
there's a surprising number of pottery shows, ceramics shows, up and
definitely.
Down the country.
Yeah.
You know, they have.
Oh, so
you
go
right
around.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's only ever one or two pieces in a show. So that's so easy, you know. You just have to send them photos of the piece that you or pieces, and they say, yeah, that'll fit in our show, or no, that's not going to fit in our show. No good. and move on to the next one. It's a lot easier than going, oh, I'm going to have an exhibition.
Yeah.
It's going to have this theme and this kind of heavy-duty something message in the whole thing. I don't know.
And it having was, to put up with, like, prices, I'm guessing. And
yeah,
all that
yeah.
Sort of thing.
This way, they ask you to put a price on things and just chuck a price
well,
on.
How have you gone with
that?
Like,
it's gone really well. And you know what? In the 4 years, it was just the other day, Alistair here asked me, so how many of these little people have you done? And I said, about 60. About
60?
A little over 60, like 65 probably by now. And he did quick maths and said, well, in 4 years, that means you're doing one on average every 3 weeks or so.
That's amazing.
It is. I went, whoa, Alistair, thanks.
You wouldn't have thought of
it
that way.
Because it feels much less than that.
Wow.
And almost half of them have gone off, you know, someone or other has got them, you know, whether it goes to near gift to a surprising high price and et cetera in a show. And yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing, like, because it's really hard being an artist. I'm guessing for the tutors as well. You know, sort of like, well, how do you, if that's just your main income, you wouldn't have, you know,
who could
so
do it
hard.
In
yeah.
Aotearoa, it
yeah.
just did not happen easy,
hardest.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
Do it. Mind you, that leaves a good 30 plus pieces that I just live in a small railway villa. And it gets kind of crowded at nights sometimes with 30 little people staring down from every shelf and every corner.
They would be like, oh my gosh, wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So
that's sort of how we roll.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, so it's time for us to wrap it up, but I would like to say a warm welcome to Duncan for coming along. I've been asking
Vanessa.
You, I think, for a while, but I'm sorry. But you finally made it, and thank you, Marina, for coming along. And so, yeah, we'll see you next time. Have a great week, everybody.